This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is the deadline for farmers and ranchers in this economy to respond to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Census of Agriculture. It dates back to 1840, that census does, when most of us lived and worked on farms and ranches. The USDA sends the census out every 5 years now and gets a snapshot of American agriculture back. And new this time around, questions about precision agriculture, hemp production, also internet access. They are alongside the usual questions about farmer demographics and how much farmland is in use and how much money farmers are making. Much as with the national once-every-decade census, the government is going to use the information they get to divvy up federal money and to figure out ag policy. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Jamie Viramontes has been getting a lot of postcards from the government.
We definitely get a lot of reminders
to respond to the long and detailed census of agriculture. Viramontes and her husband Cole, who grow row crops in southern New Mexico, see it as an opportunity.
It's a great way for policymakers to truly get a picture of what's going on farms.
It is the basic source for information about agriculture as an industry.
Daniel Sumner is an agricultural economist at UC Davis. He says the government uses ag census data to target resources, and just about everyone else connected to the farm economy uses it to make business decisions.
If you're thinking about where you're going to put your wheat processing plant, you're going to go to the Census of Agriculture.
The Ag Census also tells us who is operating American farms. Unsurprisingly, it's mostly white men, but Katie Densman, a rural sociologist at Iowa State University, says methodology changes in recent surveys show there are more women and farmers of color than we thought. And the profession is aging fast. That's why the Ag Census tries to identify young and beginning farmers.
So we can get an idea of who is actually entering farming as we get these people who are going to very suddenly start aging out.
This year's response from Viramontes' farm will show Jamie and Cole are growing fewer heritage green chilies and more cotton.
Any of our crops that require a lot of hand labor, it's just not feasible to grow in a large scale anymore.
Because of a massive shortage of farm workers, which she hopes the data, when it's released next year, will reflect. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.